on digital radio, on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sports Cast, February 23rd, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also an online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1. And check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. It is the NFL offseason, but it's also NFL Combine Week. And here to talk to us a little bit about it is Mr. Tan Madden from Northeast Ohio, who did not get affected by the storm much.
No, a little dusting, but anything's going to be light after the 17 inches we got here a couple weeks ago. So you got through that. So we can deal with a little dusting.
That's not much. All prayers and thoughts of the cold weather up there. The people that are staying up in New Jersey, I know we have a few contributors up in the New Jersey, Philadelphia area. They got affected, but I haven't heard from them today. So they might be stuck or no electricity. Anyways, let's begin with this week. NFL Combine is happening, but we got Kyle Pitts is being tagged by the Atlanta Falcons. He is the notorious tight end. He will play the 2020 season on a one-year contract worth $16.3 million, Dan, if he signs the tender. The franchise tag deadline is March 3rd, nearly a week before the start of free agency. Kyle Pitts, not the best tight end, a lot of potential, but hasn't really shown up since he's gotten drafted, right?
No, that's why I think, they're not maybe not sure that they're going to fully commit to him. I mean, this kind of somewhat locks him into to a one-year deal, fully guaranteed. Looks like, what, $15 million? Stefanski likes his tight ends. That's kind of his offensive scheme. He had that in Cleveland with Njoku. He needs a tight end in this offense. So, I guess they're going to wait and see, with him, moving forward long-term.
Sticking with tight end, Njoku, he said about a couple of weeks ago, he's leaving Cleveland. Dan, what are your thoughts over that? I know it's kind of coming, but. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, I mean, he had his mark on this offense. Fannin kind of showed some hopes as a rookie this past year. And so, I mean, I think for the Browns, I mean, I think he's going to want a lot of money. And I think Browns are a little limited what they could pay him. And I think he wants to move on. I mean, he wants to go to a contender, I'm sure. I mean, I think there's a huge upside for Fannin moving forward at tight end for the Browns.
There you have it. The receiver there is key. Where do you think Njoku would go to? I mean, I've been hearing the Giants. But what are your thoughts?
That could be a possibility. I mean, I think he's going to go to somewhere that he could be successful in the offense and the schemes, particularly somebody that has – a promising quarterback. So the Giants, I mean, could be it, up and coming, with Dart and a good running back with the kind of open things up for him. So could be a good option.
Good option. Great tight end. Did work well with Baker Mayfield. I'm not sure if Tampa would be a good spot, but we'll have to see.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyways, before we go, Stefanski's moves in Atlanta, I think he's looking positive.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, it's like the Browns of the South. I mean, he brought a lot of the coordinators over, people that he's familiar with. And the Browns kind of picked up one of his guys there to be a coach. So that was interesting. But overall, I mean, this is going to be true telling that if It wasn't Stefanski. He's bringing Browns 2.0 down to Cleveland with the coaching staff. And if they go on a tear and end up winning, he's going to say, it wasn't me, right?
We'll see what happens with Atlanta. Looking forward to the new coaching staff and everything. NFL Combine is this week, Dan. A lot going on, a lot of potentials. Mendoza from Mendoza will not be throwing at the Combine, but Simpson from Alabama will participate. What do you think about the Combine and then like these two quarterbacks, which I think Mendoza's been number one. Simpson's been, I think his stock's been going up a bit.
Yeah. I mean, for Mendoza, I mean, we see precedent. I mean, there's really no need to go out there and throw the ball. I mean, all projections have him going to the Raiders at number one. So it'd be kind of foolish to go out there. Simpson has a little more to prove. I mean, his stock has been rising. So if he goes out and lights it up and hits his throws and accuracy and things like that, you know, that could cause him to move the leaderboard a little bit. I mean, the quarterback draft isn't crazy this year. So, I mean, it's wide open after Mendoza, who's going to be the second quarterback off the board. So it's a good potential for him to show what he's got.
And a good reason or a good hint of why 2027's more potential for quarterback, that New York Jets traded for the 2027 picks. So when they traded to the Cowboys, Quinnen Williams, they were like, you want the 26 picks? No, we want the 2027 picks. So there is a good reason why that year, that draft year, will be better than this year. So we'll see what happens. All right, I do got some predictions for the Browns for the draft. Matt Miller from ESPN says they'll get a linebacker from Cincinnati named Jake Holday. What do you think? You think the Browns need a linebacker?
Well, it could be now because it came out some rumblings that the guy from Notre Dame that got injured 2 years ago with his neck, he's got an injury. Weird last name. It escapes me. But he might not play football again. And he was a powerful linebacker. I mean, he was trending.
Owusu Koromo.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Wow. So that's unfortunate for him. So they might be looking that way. I don't think you need to be taking a linebacker. We have bigger needs. I mean, we need a receiver and offensive line before I'd be going linebacker in the early rounds.
Here's some more predictions from NFL.com. Chad Reuter said he thinks cornerback Davison Igabunson from Ohio State. The Athletic says LSU quarterback Garrett Nussmeier. Your thoughts on a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put it past the Browns. I mean, I think they're going to bring somebody else in there to compete with Deshaun Watson and Shador Sanders. There'll be a third quarterback. I think Dylan Gabriel is going to be traded. See what they can get for him. So he's out. So I think they'll bring another one in, whether it's a veteran in free agency or a guy in the draft that they can groom. I'm here. I heard even maybe Drew Aller late. I think it's on the table. I mean, I wouldn't be taking anybody in the first three rounds, but if you could get a steal late, one of these guys, that's a possibility.
Also from a website called Walter Football, they predict wide receiver Jeremy Bernard, Alabama. You said that you guys need a receiver.
Yeah, no, that could be an option. I think my Tate would be my first receiver, but I don't know. I don't think he'd be available for the second pick for the Browns. I don't know if you draft him at number six. That's a little high for a receiver. I think that would be a good option, as well as the guy from Arizona State. His brother plays for the Brown, Tyson. So it could be a Cleveland reunion if they go out and get him.
And finally, another wide receiver by Athletic, Elijah Surratt from Indiana. He's part of that winning team. So there's a couple options for receivers, Dan. You don't have to be certain ones.
Yeah, exactly. Think. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We'll see what happens. Obviously, things could change. People's stock might rise, might fall. As you were saying, most of these top quarterbacks, they play at their senior days because they're used to the receivers they're with. So Mendoza's smart, playing it safe. don't go and throwing balls to random receivers you don't know, or they can kind of mess you up. So yeah, we'll see what happens there. News over the weekend, Cowboys' Javonte Williams, running back, signs a 3-year, $24 million contract. That's, man, this is great for the Cowboys. I mean, they're believing in Williams.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that, this is, he showed some good promise. I mean, they really haven't had a legit running back, for a while. So they got somebody. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So they got somebody to take the pressure off of Dak a little bit. So that was a good, they kind of jumped on it before he can, maybe other teams can get in it. I think they were trying to get him quick. But I mean, it still shows, that the running backs are a little undervalued here, with the pay and the deals. I think a lot of these teams, once they don't want to pay these top dollar contracts, they, just go get another guy in the draft. We're seeing a lot of these running backs coming out and be successful right out of the draft, it seems. So,
yeah,
they just go get a younger guy rather than paying all this top dollar for these deals.
Which is interesting because I believe Seahawks running back Kenneth Walker III wants to get paid as much as Christian McCaffrey or a Saquon Barkley. You think
he gets the MVP because quarterback wasn't that great, and now he wants all this top dollar.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Also, JNS. Jackson, Nigga Smith wants to get paid as high.
He made some, but yeah, he wants to
be the highest paid receiver. Yeah.
He may get it though. I mean, because he's been out of his mind. I think you have to put him in that conversation as one of the best in the game today for receiver.
Right now, Jamar Chase is number one highest paid at $40 million. Then Justin Jefferson at 35. CeeDee Lamb at 34. There's no Brown players here, huh?
No.
I'm double checking. So there you have it. We'll see what happens with Javonte. Well, with all these wide receivers and running backs. There is rumors Anthony Richardson linked to the Browns, Dan. I just read that today on GQ Magazine, I believe. Your thoughts on that? Yeah. I mean, I know Danny Jones is locked in for Indianapolis, even though with a bad Achilles. But.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't like that. I think we have somebody in the building, two people in the building with the same type of footprint as far as, a little mobile quarterback, with Watson and Shador. I mean, I just don't see bringing in somebody that we kind of saw what he has. I'd much be for getting a veteran maybe, or somebody that has promise in the draft that you can get in the fourth to fifth round rather than bringing in Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, there you have it. More Browns news. Powell Worley is going to be the new defensive quality control assistant at the Browns. He comes from the University of Delaware. What have you heard about this guy?
Yeah. Honestly, I haven't heard much. I mean, I don't know what the connection there is. I mean, if he knows Munkin somehow, I haven't really looked into his pedigree in that regard. But we'll see. It's an interesting hire though, coming from the like a smaller school in college football.
Todd Munkin. So far, the staff has been quite something. He hired Travis Switzer as defensive coordinator. What have you heard about him?
Yeah, no, I think from what I'm gathering, Munkin feels comfortable with him in running the offense. So I mean,
he's the Ravens guy.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we saw that. I mean, kind of bringing people in that he's familiar with. And, it's kind of funny that the Browns used to be the Ravens or turned into the Ravens. Now they're kind of turning into the Ravens again.
You know that Ravens staff, they're like splitting it apart to the Giants and the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. It's quite, which is a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
So, Browns linebacker Carson Schwensinger echoing Todd Monken's message to Cleveland for Cleveland's defense. I don't expect there to be a lot of changes. They're going to continue with Schwartz's defense model, which is not a bad thing, right, Dan?
No. Yeah, no. If it's not broke, don't fix it. I mean, I don't. I mean, they did lose Schwartz, but it doesn't mean that you have to lose his scheme, because obviously it worked. So hopefully, you know, they can continue the success they had this past few years.
Jim Schwartz, what is he going to do now? I guess he has to hold out till the contract.
Yeah, expired. I mean, I don't see what happens at least this year. I mean, I don't know how long his contract was.
Unless they could like purchase it out, because I am reading a tweet here from NBC Sports that Jim Schwartz still lingers as a possibility for Raiders defensive coordinator.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know the legalities there, if there's a way he can get out of the contract.
I'm pretty sure they could like pay him out or pay the Browns that contract.
Yeah.
That's the only other way.
Probably.
But the top two defensive coordinators, Dan, I think is Jim Schwartz and Brian Flores. Those are the top two defensive
players. Oh yeah, definitely.
I mean, if you have one of those, I mean, they're good. The thing with Brian Flores is that he can't get a head coaching job because he's suing the NFL and some other teams. So that's why he's not really able to hop on as head coach. But Jim Schwartz, can he be a head coach, or you think he's good at as a coordinator only?
I think he could. I mean, I think it'd be good if he got another shot. I mean, clearly, I don't know, you know, if there was much interest in him, probably because, you know, they kind of knew that he was under contract with the Browns. So I don't think a lot of teams were going after him. But I think, you know, he could get an opportunity to be a head coach again.
Quite something. We'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks, but see him go to the Raiders, that'd be good for them. I know one of the players wanted to leave, but anyways, let's go to sad news. Former NFL wide receiver Rondell Moore died at 25. He played for Purdue. He also played for Minnesota Vikings. I believe he died of suicide, but remember much of Rondell?
No, I don't recall much about him, but it just brings up the issues with, you know, mental health and what people are going through. You know, we see this time and time again, and, you know, it's just, you know, there could be signs there, and we just got to kind of look out for people to, help them along the way if people are struggling with these suicidal thoughts and actions.
It happened to Marshawn Leland for the Cowboys in the middle of the season, actually. And great player, young, also I think 24, 25 years old. So it's so sad to see these players, you know, end their life so early. Yeah. It's like, but who knows what's going on behind the scenes too.
Exactly. So
we'll see what happens. Yesterday, Celtics, Brown, grateful to receive MVP endorsement from LeBron. Boston Celtics, I watched them for the first time last night, Dan. This team is a real deal without Tatum.
Yeah, you know, that's the scary thing. I mean, they're playing at a high level without their star. I mean, can you imagine if Tatum was playing? I mean, they would be unstoppable. They could be a force in the East. I mean, it's up for grabs for sure.
At this point, do they need Tatum this year? Should you just get 100% heal from the Achilles?
No. I mean, I think there's a chance. I mean, if he could come back in the playoffs, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
because one of the players yesterday was saying in the broadcast, was saying that if you come 90% healed, let's just say that, that injury could linger on. Because you're playing hardcore, you're training hard. But if you're 100%, there's a good chance you could prolong your career longer.
So. Yeah, you know, that's something that he's going to have to look at, like risk-reward type thing. But I can imagine if they somehow got to the semifinals or something, Eastern Conference Finals, and he was 95% ready, that'd be hard to stay off the court. At least
versus the Cavs, right?
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, we're going to have the Cavs, Knicks
tomorrow.
Yeah, they got spanked by – well, they played OKC yesterday, and they were on a seven-game winning streak, the Cavs were. And then they came out of the gate, like, down 25-5 in the first quarter. And they ended up, you know, coming back and going ahead a couple times. But they just got too bad in the first quarter and end up losing. But we'll see tomorrow. Strus still isn't back yet. I don't know. They said he's going to come back. But these new guys, I'm liking Harden, the way he's playing this offense. So, I mean, even the announcers like Shaq and them yesterday still think it's going to be the Cavs coming out of the East with these additions and these trades. So,
you're talking about like the whole Charles Barkley and Shaq.
Yeah. Podcast. Yeah, they were talking, you know, they were saying that, you know, with these additions, the Cavs got to another level. So we'll see tomorrow when they play the Knicks kind of where they stand.
Yeah, quite. So the Knicks is that favorite. I think every broadcast team likes the Knicks. But the Cavs are out there. The Pistons are still out there.
Yeah.
Which one do you fear most, Detroit or New York?
I think New York. I mean, I think, you know, they're a little more scrappier. I definitely, you know, they always play us tough. So I would say New York right now.
Quite something. We'll see what happens. Still early. So, you know, a lot of these players don't play full, but we're coming to the red zone. You're playing for playoff spots. Higher the get. Home court advantage is everything, Dan. It really helps.
Oh, absolutely.
Helps out a lot. So if Cleveland get home court advantage, which they did last year, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Last year, I mean they went crazy. I mean they had the best record in the NBA. So I mean, and then they just tanked in the playoffs. So I mean, I think they're peaking at the right time towards the end of the year, getting guys healthy, making some trades. So we'll see. You know, if they continue, because they just started playing together with Harden and these other guys. So it typically takes you some time to develop. Mobley just got back. He's got limited minutes because he'd been hurt. So it'll still take some time to get to their full potential. I think in the next 30 days, we're going to see what this Cavs is all about.
So you're feeling pretty confident and optimistic with Harden so far.
Yeah. Hell yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yep. Playoff Harden, they call him, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, we'll see what he does in the playoffs because he kind of chokes there. But
LeBron James, potential Cleveland Cavalier player next year, becomes the first player with 43,000 regular season points at that age. I mean, what can you say?
Yeah, I mean, what he's doing at that age, I mean, is just crazy. I mean, continues to dominate, plays at a high level, and you know, it's pretty wild what he's doing.
Right above Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, and Kobe Bryant. So he's definitely has that record be tough to break.
Yeah.
Whoever's going to try.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll see what happens. Do you see LeBron coming back to Cleveland next year? Or
there's a possibility. I mean, what Cleveland did with, you know, getting rid of some of their salary cap money. I mean, they kind of have the capital to maybe bring him back. I don't think, you know, LeBron is not going to get a max deal in L.A. And of course he wouldn't get a max deal in Cleveland. So it's a matter of where he wants to finish his career. Does he want to come home and to Cleveland and end it there? Or is he going to stay in LA? I think Cleveland right now gives him the best chance to get another ring before he retires. So I think it's a high probability that he comes back.
Plus LA and Jeannie Buss, sounds like they don't like LeBron anymore.
It could be. I mean, they could be ready to go on with, you know, Dončić and
Luka. Yeah.
Yeah, Luka. Yeah.
Which he's lost some weight since being in L.A.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There was something going on with the Mavericks and him. I think there was some friction. They had to let him go. So a diva, I think Lakers can handle divas. I mean,
historically. Yeah, exactly.
So, all right, Lakers unveil Pat Riley's statue outside the arena. Pat Riley won four championships with the Lakers, Showtime Lakers, 83 years old, still with the Miami Heat. And, hey, getting a statue in L.A., Dan, it's kind of tough with Kobe and Shaq there.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, it's a big accomplishment. It looks pretty good on him. I mean, I think the one with Wade, Dwayne Wade, looked horrible. Yeah. This one pretty resembles him. Pat Riley kind of commented that he feels after, you know, that these coaches today should be required to wear suits. You know, that was back in the day where you had to wear a suit as coaches. 100%. Now it's all, you know, activewear and all that. Yeah.
And tracksuits. Which they changed that during COVID. That's when that trend started. Mm. And then now, yeah, I mean, I don't see a suit or tie. I don't know if it's if you're allowed to or you're not allowed to. I don't know. It's all
zip up, quarter zips, and you know.
Worst thing. Shoes. It's funny because the college coaches, they all wear like basketball shoes, sneakers. So
yeah, exactly.
That's what I know. Yep. I probably do so in the NBA, but. Anyways, yesterday morning, I couldn't see the game. Maybe Dan did. Team USA beat Canada in overtime to win the Men's Hockey Gold Olympics. It was stellar. First time since 1980, Dan.
Yeah, I was watching it, actually. You know, I put it on, and, you know, it was a great game. I mean, it went in overtime. I'm not much into hockey. I mean, I know when you get a goal, and I don't promote, but it was really exciting. The people, they were just back and forth, and USA, you know, got the win. Probably the most emotional moment in sports, I don't know if you caught it, is after the game they were doing the photo ops, and the players had Johnny, how do you pronounce it? Godeau? Is that how you pronounce it?
Guess is
yeah, he died. He died. I don't know, a couple years ago in a drunk driving, someone hit him and his brother. And so he was part of this team, you know, USA, you know, so they brought his jersey out. And then one of the players went in the stands and got his kids out and brought them and got into the picture with the team with his jersey. It was kind of an emotional moment. And very sad situation, but how they honored him by bringing his family out to the ring was kind of touching.
Quite something. A lot of emotions going on there, beating Canada. Who invented the game? Was it Canada or Russia? I think it was probably Canada who invented hockey.
Probably.
Hey, but you know, USA has the best hockey league in the world. So what can I say? All right. This is all she wrote. Dan, so what should the Browns look for at the combine? Look at it closely, seriously. Take it seriously, right?
Yeah, no, they got to take it seriously. I mean, I think receiver, you know, you got to look at that for sure.
Look more offense and defense. That's what you're trying to
say. Yeah, offense for sure. Lineman, defense, pretty solid. I mean, if we could get another DB, definitely probably linebacker. But, you know, offense, they need to really try to get some weapons on the offensive side and a line.
Trivia, does Ohio have a hockey team?
The Blue Jackets, like Yellow Jackets, I believe. Columbus Blue Jackets.
That's right. Columbus has two professional teams, the Columbus Crew and the Jackets. I remember that. Yeah. Cleveland never worked out with a hockey team, right?
They
never really, you know, pound. Never. And now
they got like a minor. They got like a minor league team.
Like Phoenix. My friend told me they don't do well with hockey. In Phoenix. So it's probably the weather, but Cleveland, you know, it's near Canada.
You would think. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Interesting. Well, that's all she wrote. Yeah. Dan, what is the best way to reach you online, and how's your TikTok videos? Yeah. Well, you made one with AI recently, right?
Yeah. I'm kind of getting into AI. I've kind of made it. I did a curling Olympic sport.
It looked really real.
I threw an urn and then I'm doing, it's wild.
Have you ever done
you can see it
in real life?
No, I'm not familiar with it, but I'm like, this could be a cool video. So you could see it at Dan the Funeral Man TikTok, Instagram, or on X, D Funeral Man. So
look, I don't know what Dan did, but I've seen a lot of AI videos. I can tell it's fake. This one looked pretty real. I thought Dan was doing curling. So anyways, you can reach us at the SportsCast1 on X and Instagram. We'll be live tweeting throughout the week. Combine is pretty special. People watch it. It's almost like the Olympics. How quick this player runs. Records could be broken, actually. So keep an eye on that. Anyways, Dan, always a pleasure, and I'll see you next week.
Yep. All right.
This combine runs through next week.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
This was your update.